Hello, everybody. Blake Meyer coming to you through the power of the internet. Today, I will be reflecting on my experiences and takeaways for media information and literacy this semester. This is my second class I've taken with Dr. Casey in my time here at Blackburn, and this is my second course reflection production. So I'm going to be touching on some lessons Dr. Casey taught throughout the semester that stuck out to me and what they mean to me, along with how I learned from them, how they might have changed my perspective, and also how I might apply the things that I learned in the real world. So basically, I'm just going to go through. I went through the notes. I went through my tweets and just picked out some things that really stood out to me in terms of things I'm going to take from the classroom and learn from, things that have changed my mind, and things that I'm going to apply moving forward. The first one that I wanted to talk about was one of the first assignments we were given. It was about procrastination. And the reason this stood out to me was it made me feel very normal. I am a very big procrastinator. I procrastinate on almost every assignment I get. I know it's a bad habit and I actively try to break it and I actively fail every time. But this article that we had to read for this course preparation assignment really just made me feel normal and to know that other people are also going through the same thing. I looked up that from verywellmind.com that an estimated 75% of college students procrastinate on academic work, and even a 2007 study finding that a whopping 95% of college students procrastinated on a regular basis when it came to completing coursework. And just seeing things like that just made me feel a lot more normal. I kind of felt like I was an anomaly, like everybody's always getting their papers done on time. I am too, but I'm always doing it last minute. Am I, you know, crazy? But this was a really good assignment for me to help me feel like, you know, there are other people that struggle with this just as much as I do. So also I wanted to note that I love the articles that Dr. Casey picks out for the CPAs. They're always so eye-opening, and they usually present something in a way that I haven't thought of before. And obviously I'm assuming that's the way she intends it. That's the reason she picks those articles. But I just wanted to note that I'm really appreciative of the articles that she chooses. Also in that assignment, it talked about the aspect of laziness. It was part of the procrastination CPA. I had originally thought that going into this class anyways, that some people are just naturally lazy. Some people are just born lazy. The article that she shared definitely changed my opinion. I realize now that I need to always consider people's situation. Everybody is different. You can't see everything that's going on in people's lives. You don't know what they're going through. You don't know the struggles that they have. And that laziness is usually just a culmination of different variables and factors going on in our life. And it's not something that you're born with. It's not something that's just natural for people. And continuing with this laziness thing, another thing that opened my eyes to was the article touched on homelessness and the fact that people who are homeless are generally considered to be lazy because they don't have a job, they don't have a money, they don't have a house, they don't have all of these things. So they must be lazy. They must not just be working hard enough. And this article completely fights against that, saying that you don't know. You don't know what people are going through, even when they're, you know, using their money for drugs or for a cigarette or for alcohol. You know, maybe that's the only thing that can take the pain away that they're in right now, and that you should not judge them for the situation that they're in or the drastic measures they might take to get out of that situation. That was definitely an eye-opener to me. I was always hesitant, you know, when you see homeless people in the street, like, do I want to give this person money? But now I'm thinking about it, like, I should give them that money because, you know, I don't know what they're going through. Maybe they will use for something great. So that was something that was eye-opening for me that I'm going to use going forward, is being less judgmental of people and understanding that everyone has different things going on in their lives that could be impacting the situation that they are that they're in. Another lesson that stood out to me was knowing your sources. I'm not used to, and I don't think anyone else is used to, challenging their own sources, their trusted sources that they always go to. And this was something that this class definitely focused in on, which I appreciated. Learning how to confront my own bias even and break my filter bubble. I love learning about that, filter bubbles and how you can actively try to break out of your filter bubble to gain more perspectives, gain more sides, gain more knowledge on a situation or event or something that's happening in the world and see what everybody is saying about it, not just what your trusted sources are saying. I thought it was interesting. We learned that only three major news networks are controlling the media in the United States. And it really is just so polarizing. It makes you pick a side. Your choices feel limited. It makes you feel like you're either this or that. You cannot be anything else. So that was really eye-opening. And it also shows that it's on purpose. We learned that everything is in media is planned, and it's supposed to influence and spread ideas and their perspective. All media is driven by the money and some type of politics. And if you are aware of that, then we can then make more informed decisions about the information we are seeing. And that was something that I really hadn't considered. I guess I had just gotten into the habit of blindly going into my sources that I know and trust that I would commonly go to and just take them as fact. And I know, for example, John Oliver would be someone from HBO who I watch a lot and who I almost trusted implicitly. But going forward from this class, I'm going to have to be more critical of the sources I think I can trust and compare them and give the sources I don't normally trust more of a fair shot, or sources that I don't necessarily agree with, give them a fair opportunity and compare the two to decide what I am actually going to believe in. Another lesson we learned about was codes and conventions. And this was something that was important to me because it taught you how to break down media. I remember when I was young, I was into skateboarding for some reason, and I bought my first skateboard for like $20. And the guy told me, he said, you know, the best way for you to learn your skateboard is to take it apart and then put it back together again by yourself. He goes, then you'll understand all the parts and the components and how they go together to make this finished product. And I think that can be, it's exactly how media works. If you can understand the codes and conventions of media and how media is constructed and for what purpose and how it works as one fluid machine, you're going to be able to understand the information it puts out better, just like with the skateboard. I think it's such a, as soon as we learned about this in class, I was just like, made that connection. And I knew this was one of the first things I was going to put into my reflection. I also looked up some additional information on this from the English Textual Concepts EDU site. I learned that, or they say that at a critical level, the knowledge of codes and conventions invites this prediction, and it sets up expectation and allows us to navigate these otherwise complex texts, and that provided by the complex text provided by codes and conventions, and that the text are cues for our understanding. So the more we understand those codes and conventions, the better we will understand the media, which is the overall purpose of this lesson, was to just understand media better. Also, one thing I wanted to side note, this isn't really a lesson, but this is just something that was one of my favorite moments from class that I felt like needed to be in here. The viral video for good that we had to share, the one that I shared on pranking women by respecting their distance by Gus Johnson, I thought that was hilarious. Dr. Casey's reaction to it, everybody's just kind of gasped thinking that it was going to be some terrible video, which was very funny for me because I knew that it was not, and it was just kind of a simple, stupid video that still got across a viral good. So I'm glad that everyone had a good time with that. So I just wanted to point that out as well. Next, I want to talk about Wikipedia. That was one of my favorite days in class, especially when we did the experiment with Blackburn's page. I never really understood why I couldn't use it as a source going through elementary and high school. It was kind of just like you don't use it and you don't question why you don't use it. But in this class, we kind of got to break down why some people don't use it for good reason and why maybe we should give it more credit than we do right now. I'm glad we got to do that experiment. It was really cool to see Wikipedia in action. It was cool to see them on a page as like on Blackburn College that probably does not get a lot of visits per day, being closely monitored as it was, you know, the changes being edited within like 10 minutes of us making our ridiculous changes. So that really changed my perspective on how Wikipedia is actually very active in making sure that their information is accurate. And Dr. Casey, I know you're listening to this. I know many professors that are teaching here at Blackburn that still proudly bash Wikipedia for sourcing it. So I think you need to get on them about letting all the students here start citing Wikipedia. The last thing I want to talk about is the 24 hours without media. This was one of the hardest things I've ever done as a college student. This was such a hard challenge. I saw it at the very beginning of class during the semester. I saw the challenge in the syllabus and I was like, man, I think I'm going to skip this assignment. And I ended up taking a late pass on it because I just did not want to do it. But I eventually powered through and it was such an interesting experiment because this whole class is about analyzing media. But this one assignment in particular also gets the point across that it's important to unplug from media every now and then. This assignment was not about media at all, really, in the sense that you just step away from media and analyze how you feel without media. So I thought that was an interesting juxtaposition to the whole idea of understanding media literacy. And I guess part of understanding media literacy and information is that stepping away from it is a very important fact, or is a very important part of consuming media, is to kind of take a break every once in a while. So I thought that was really clever and interesting, and I'm glad I actually did it because it was eye-opening in the habits that I had and acknowledging them and seeing them by simply just stepping away from all media for 24 hours. Yeah, that's all I got. I'm running pretty long here now. So those were the main things that I learned from this class. As always, I was super glad to be a part of this class. Dr. Casey always puts together such a great class schedule, and I've learned so much. And I'm going to try to take as much as I can from this class and apply it to my life going forward. And I think this is going to be super beneficial for me as a political science major with the political climate that we're in now that's so polarizing, being able to understand the media that's coming out now, especially in the realm of politics, will be incredibly important for me. So this class was definitely an essential for me. I'm glad that I got to be a part of it, and I'm glad that I was able to take these things from the class. So that's all I got. Yeah, I guess I will peace out. Thank you.